Duke Energy executives face questions at a hearing before state regulators Thursday in Raleigh on the company's plan to sharply raise electricity rates in eastern North Carolina and the Asheville area. WFAE's David Borax has more.
It was opening day for an expert witness hearing that will help the North Carolina Utilities Commission decide whether Duke can raise rates as much as 16% over the next 3 years for Duke Energy Progress, which includes Asheville, Raleigh, and much of eastern North Carolina. Duke says it needs the additional money to strengthen the electric grid, improve reliability, and prepare to add more renewable energy, like wind and solar. Duke State President Kendall Bowman defended the rate request.
We're making investments for the reliability and operations of our grid. We have to provide electricity 24 hours a day. It's our statutory obligation, and we need to continue to make those investments, and we need to get cost recovery to ensure that we can maintain a financially viable utility.
The hearing is expected to continue for a week or longer, with detailed testimony from experts for Duke, as well as business, environmental, and customer groups. The commission will hold hearings later this year on a similar request for Duke Energy Carolinas, an area from Durham to Greensboro to Charlotte and the western part of the state. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.